This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A
song for- welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose. And I am your host, Edna White, your life purpose coach and author. This podcast that you're at right now is for the all-around woman, where we challenge your everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and of course your business to help you live your life purposefully. Today on the show, we're excited to have our amazing guest, Nicole Stanfill. And her name is Nicole with a K. Okay, she's an intuition coach, and her business is myintuitioncoach.com, and I'm excited to hear what she has to say. Welcome, Nicole, to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Thank you so much for having me, Edna. I'm really excited to be here, and thank you for sharing that my name is a K, because yes, Everybody misses that all the time.
I love it. I love uniqueness. I just love it. Just love it.
Thank you.
So tell us about intuition. I'm ready to go on this. I'm ready to hear everything you got to say and dive in. So we want to get started in that. Tell us about your business, My Intuition Coach.
Yeah. So when I first started, my coaching, there was a lot of decisions that I needed to make, and I was really struggling with that. And I was like, what, how do I make these decisions so that they're in alignment with where I want to go, even though I know they were decisions that were about my career or about my future or about what that looked like. And I had to find a way to make those decisions, because there wasn't a right or wrong answer. There was just a choice I had to make.
Right.
And so I found that following my intuition, listening to that gut check of what does it look like for me? What is actually best for me? Even if maybe it's not the head choice, the smart choice of like, this is an established path and this will lead you here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I needed to take the path that my brain wasn't saying was the smartest choice, but my heart was saying, this is where I want to go. And so I was listening to that intuition and being like, I can trust this. And I'll figure it out, even if I don't know what it looks like right now. So that's where I came up with intuition coaching, helping people listen to themselves.
Oh, and this word just keeps coming up. I think it's about what I'm supposed to be doing or something that I'm supposed to be trusting here. The word trust just keeps coming up. The podcast I had just recently said trust. I'm like, whoa. So it takes a whole lot of trust to trust yourself. Talk about that, Nicole.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time trying to do the things I thought I should be doing. So I went to college, and then after that, it was like, I feel like I need to have a job because I have a degree, and I need to go and work 9 to 5 because that's what you do, and that's how you make money, and you work in a corporate life, and you climb the ladder, and then you buy a car, and you buy a house, and you get married, and you have kids, and like all those things, right? I don't know where it comes, and it's like, these are the steps you're supposed to take, but you feel like there's this pressure of like, if I'm an adult, I should be taking those steps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just really, every time I tried to do something that was within the boundaries of this is what you should do, I just really wasn't very good at it.
Honestly. Because it really wasn't you. It wasn't you.
No. And so like, the best example that I have, after college, I went and I worked at a very large box chain where I was making very good money, and I was an assistant store manager, you know, lots of prestige and yay and all that stuff. And there were things I could work towards, and I hated it so much. It was the worst. It was just worst. And I had to come to learn, I had to listen to myself, because I kept trying to put myself in 9 to 5 jobs, and it ended up being that the most stable thing that I ever did was actually become an entrepreneur, where I could do multiple different things in my day, and I could work on different things as it suited me. And that was actually most the thing I've done the longest, even though it has much more stress than being able to go to a job, clock in and clock out.
And so you learned really early, you learned early on that you had to start trusting yourself because the other stuff was just, what just wasn't working.
Oh no, it took me a while. It took me a while. Because what ended up actually happening was that I burned out. I massively burned out. And part of that was from being an entrepreneur. And the reason why is because there's this very insidious part of our culture that has the toxic productivity that's like, you go, and we're okay with being addicted to being busy and skipping our lunch because we're working on a really important project, or being so tired that we're just always exhausted. But it's almost a badge of honor to say, right, I'm burning out, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted,
right,
but I made all this money, or I got this really big project done, or whatever the accomplishment is.
Right.
And I got to a point where I was skipping my lunches, and I wasn't proud of my accomplishments. And I would get an email from a client, and I would spend like 15 minutes afterwards just mad and angry and rage quit, like just so frustrated because they didn't like something or they wanted something different or whatever. And I started to not know what was happening. I couldn't work. I sat down and I'd do like 15 minutes of work, and then I'd have to take an hour long break. I couldn't focus. I was really distracted. I had no creativity, and my business was in marketing. So that's not good if you can't come up with solutions and creative ideas.
Oh, sure.
And it was sort of all fell apart around me, and I was holding on so much to my biggest client where I was making the most money, and I was terrified of losing that money.
Right. Wow. And you said a whole mouthful, and I'm going to go right on back. I'm going to go back, because you said a whole mouthful. We're going to take this apart. So I love the fact that you're sharing that we are in this world where we have to go by all these rules, and we have this set thing that, I don't know where it comes from, but we have a set thing that we have to do. Then when we get to work, we're not regular or normal, if there is one, a word that's normal, if we're not doing anything. We can't sit alone. We can't sit quiet. We're not normal, right?
Yeah.
I see so many of my clients and people that I work with, and I always call it, you know, I coach black women of color to get over their generational curses. And one of the generational curses we have is the strong black woman syndrome. We got to do everything. You know, we got to do it all, girl. So you sound like you was black for a moment, but I'm going to hold that. But it's every woman. We get that syndrome, you know. If you cry, your mom says, "Suck it up."
Yeah.
You're a Stanfield. You can't do that. You can't be crying. You're a Stanfield. You know, right? You hear that, and you take that persona. And I'm like, what am I being strung for? I can't cry. Then why am I crying? Why should I be crying? You got all these things racing through you. And we are strong, and it's debilitating. And I see younger people, men and women, they're getting older before their time because they're not taking any time. It's okay not to have 2.5 kids. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, in your 30s, it's okay. It's okay. You can have one, but it's okay. Do things in time and let, you know, don't get burned out, because you can get, like you said, get burned out no matter what it is. You can get burned out as a parent, right?
Yes.
You can get burned out on the job. You can get burned out volunteering. You can get burned out going to church.
Yes. I mean, you can get burned out from your family after the holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get
burned out.
Finals week, absolutely.
You can get burned out.
There are different levels of burnout, and we all know that exhaustion and what that looks like. But when it becomes something that's consistent,
yes,
and there's something in your life that's causing that to happen, then that's when you're at that like level of almost from burnout to almost like shutdown.
Yeah, and I've seen this in some of my clients. They have no creativity. So, you know, yes, not everybody has friends. Not everybody has friends. But I have a great social life. I love being social. That's just me. And, you know, and I see younger people don't have social lives. I'm like, you ain't going out? You're not even just going to sit by the water? Like, you're not going outside to breathe? You know, and it that tells me that you're burned out. You know, all you want to go do is go home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's not what most people do. Even older people, like, oh, I'm tired, but I'm going to play bingo, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Bingo's good, yeah.
Yeah, but talk about, like, having that creativity as well, creative side, that side that's social. Talk about that, and because that's missing talk about the burnout and what it looks like. Can you talk?
Yeah. So I started distancing myself from people. I didn't have energy to go to things, to events. I was definitely not going to networking things or hanging out with people socially.
Mm-hmm.
I also wasn't necessarily taking the time to be outside. I wasn't taking breaks during my day. Mm-hmm. I was eating lunch. If I did even eat lunch, I would eat it at my desk while working. A lot of times I would put off lunch because I was working on something so important. So I would use caffeine or sugar to make it through my afternoon just so I could get through and push through and keep on working.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I had this well of creativity before and it just ran dry and it was really scary.
Oh,
I'm a high achiever, done all the things, always been very active and had all these ideas and suggestions and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had absolutely nothing and I didn't know how to fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to do to turn the switch. I literally had nothing to give.
Right.
And I think that's what I didn't realize.
Right.
Is that I wasn't filling myself back up.
Yeah. And that's so good. That's hashtag fill yourself up. Hashtag, ladies and gentlemen, audience, hashtag fill yourself up.
Yes.
Now, Nicole said that, not me. I just hashtagged it. Okay. So hashtag at that on this whole thing. I'm going to hashtag it. Hashtag fill yourself up. I love it. So when you show up in the world, now when we talk about the word intuition, it's like, you know, it's that, you know, it comes to mind. It comes to mind. Talk about intuition. Like, talk about what intuition really is.
I don't know. I tell people I'm not like Professor Trelawney. Like, I don't have all the stuff. So how I connect the two with the work that I'm doing is that I believe I stopped listening to myself and my needs and my intuition when I went into burnout. And that's one of the reasons why I ended up there. Because I wouldn't say no. I would let people fill up my calendar with their stuff. I was bad with boundaries and saying, and my clients, letting them add additional work and being like, when I wanted to be paid for it, they were like, well, we didn't agree on that price beforehand or whatever. Right. And then there were just things that I wasn't doing. So in the fill myself up part, I didn't expect someone else to do it, but I didn't realize that if I don't do it, no one else will.
There you go.
No one else can.
Right.
So I was trying to give from a completely empty cup over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And when you said, like, young people, you see them just wanting to go home and sleep. So I call this work week sickness.
Ooh.
So you get through your week, yeah, and you get to the weekend, and you're not sick. And you know you're not sick, but you almost feel so tired that you feel sick.
Yeah. You don't want to go anywhere, do nothing,
no,
see anybody,
no,
just be under,
yep,
the covers. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And so I see that is, so there are three components of burnout, being exhausted all the time, a lack of confidence, and a lack of meaning. And so that work week sickness, I really see that as showing up as that tired all the time and not being able to replenish. So I wasn't replenishing the basic needs, like sleep and filling myself up there, as well as the things that I love to do. Mm-hmm. I just didn't care for them anymore. They didn't do it for me because I wasn't taking any time to do them.
Right.
I didn't have any free time to say, I want to do this thing that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like everything else was more important. My business is more important. My clients are more important. And I put everybody else's needs before my own.
Ooh.
And that's where I help encourage the people I work with, my clients, to say that it's okay to put your needs first, mm-hmm, and you can still be successful in your business.
Right. Let's talk about putting those needs first. I want to hear this. Go ahead. So what are needs? What are our needs that we need to put first?
Well, I feel like we get on this treadmill, this entrepreneur treadmill, and you go and you start your business and you want it to be successful and you want to make more money. And so then you're going along and you're running really hard. But then that freedom that you expect because you're told that that's what you should have when you start your own business because you're in control, and it isn't there, and you're like, well, I need to work harder. I need to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So then you keep running more and more and more, and then you feel guilty because you have no time to do other things or things with your family or whatever that looks like. And then you just keep going in this cycle of working more. Maybe if I make more money, eventually I can get to that spot of having that freedom to,
right,
take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen.
No.
It doesn't happen. So I feel like we need the time, the free time, the downtime, the self-care time, whatever that looks like for you,
mm-hmm,
to take that breather so then we can say, what do I need?
Right.
Is it a physical need? Is it a mental need? Is
right,
it an emotional need? What is it that I need to help fill myself up on? And if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't even know where to start
right
with any of that.
Right.
There's some really simple things that you can do. So
let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Tell us what we can do. Come on. Let's go.
So if you're feeling overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, it's like another thing I have to do. One really simple thing you can do is think about if you had $5 to $10, what would you spend it on to bring a smile to your face?
Oh, that's good.
What would you spend it on, Edna?
Starbucks.
Right?
I would sit at Starbucks with a nice cup of coffee or tea. Thai tea, yeah. And sit back and listen to the jazz music and not do anything. Not my phone, not my book, nothing.
I love it. So for me, it's cut flowers, fresh cut roses.
Oh.
I love them. I know they're going to die. Some people do not understand this, and that's okay. But when I get them, I just have this huge smile on my face. Okay. And they're like $8 to $10.
Okay.
So a lot of times, we don't have this joy. We forget that we need to include fun and joy and silly things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
To help fill up some of that cup. And once you start filling it up a bit, if you're super low, then those small things, like just taking $5 and spending it on something that's going to bring a smile to your face.
Right.
How often do we take time just to bring ourselves joy?
Right. Excellent. I like that analogy. I like that. Audience, I want you to do that exercise that Nicole has suggested. That is great. You know, and thinking of spending, now I want to turnkey this. Now, I have some clients that when they're feeling like this, the way they get energized is to purchase things.
Mm.
Is that part of what goes on in that burnout?
So I find that people, so there's a line. There's a line between using something as a coping mechanism or using something as a way of not dealing with the world or using something to fill yourself up.
Ooh,
and great. I feel like you get to decide where that line is because yeah. I'll talk to people about self-care and they'll be like, well, is sitting and watching a TV, my favorite TV show, is that self-care?
No.
Or is that toxic? And
depends like on what you're watching.
Right? So if you're going to watch 3 seasons of a show, probably too much. It's probably like a lot of binge watching.
Yes.
And if you're like, okay, I'm intentionally, I want to watch 1 season, or I want to watch 3 episodes, or I want to watch whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
then you're making that choice intentionally to say, this show fills me up, and I like to do it.
Right.
If you're making an intentional choice to say, I want to spend $50, because it helps fill me up and I feel really good after mm-hmm. that purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a choice. And then great. If that helps fill you up, awesome. It's the next step. If then you're like, oh, and now I'm going to spend more and more
right.
and more, then that isn't supporting you to fill up. Right.
Exactly.
There's the compulsion, the buying because you get the endorphins,
yeah.
all of that stuff.
All of that gooey stuff that starts
yeah.
the circle going on. So, okay, so audience, you heard some very good advice, very good intuitions, things going on. I love it. I love all, you know, audience, you know I love it. You know I love intuition. You know I love it. Love when I have guests on that talk about these things because I so grow to know it. And I want to thank you, Nicole, for saying it took you a long time because I was saying due to my childhood traumas, it took me a long time to figure things out. And you just said it. It took me a long time. And you might be a millennial. Yeah, you look like a millennial. But I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to ask you afterwards. But if you're saying it took you a long time, I feel good that, okay, it was my time to figure this out. Got it, you know. And I'm excited about it. I'm thank you for the saying that. So now we're at our second half here now. With the second half, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you've heard some great things from Nicole Stanfield. She's been doing great. She's been taking it on, popping. I'm telling you, she's popping. I want to know now, this is the part where the audience gets to know you. And we're going to ask you some questions about, we ain't going to get all down and dirty. We're going to just ask you, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream flavor is peach, but it has to be really good peach, not the fake peach that sometimes you get. Like, Tillamook peach is really, really good.
Okay, okay.
The best.
Okay, so Tillamook P. Okay. If you had a billboard with that you could write anything on, what would it be and why?
Ooh, so the first thought that came up to me is, and this is totally cheesy, and I'm totally gonna go with it because that's okay,
Yes.
is love yourself.
Yeah. Girl, you are singing my songs today. Sing it, love myself. These are my words. Intuition, love myself, trust, all my words. Love them. I love that. That's right. And why would you say that?
I feel like it's a reminder for myself, right? I'm still someone that wants to accomplish big things in my life, and it's a good reminder to say, I have accomplished things. I get to love on myself. I get to take care of me so I can continue to do more. I'm not where I want to be right now, and I see that in the future, and I'm headed in that direction. So right now, I have to love myself so I can get there.
Nice. Okay, audience. This is a big chunk of intuition things that's going on. I love it. I just love it. So we're not we are right there. Intuition is not that. It's using your, I don't want to even say common sense. It's just lining up and going with the flow. That's what I want to say. But you don't have to listen to anyone else. You listen. Don't even listen to your mind because your mind could mess you up. Let me tell you,
Yeah.
it could have you all over the place and you'd be like, ooh, girl, bye. Anyway, what are your best tips you can share with our audience for women in business right now, Nicole? What's the last final thoughts on that?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, you can put your needs first and still be successful. If you need support in order to help shift the culture that maybe you're in or that you're around, working with other people, that is always great. Working with a coach and myself, super helpful. And then one really simple tip that you can do is go to your calendar and add lunch break. You have your
Ah,
lunchtime in it, right?
yes, I did that before. Great.
Good.
It's
Good.
great.
So then maybe you don't take it. That's fine. But you need a reminder that you should be taking lunch. And so like 20 to 30 minutes. If you don't want to eat, you can take a walk outside. That was really a good suggestion, Edna, because you need to get vitamin D. Help going outside helps combat burnout, etc. Helps with your mental state. Also, taking that break away from your desk if you work from home, like I work
Yes.
from home, stepping away helps you shift into taking a break, letting your mind relax, doing something different, engaging different parts of your brain. It's all really good. So one little tiny thing that you can do is just remember to take that lunch break away from your desk.
That is great stuff. Nicole, we gotta have you back because I know you have a whole lot to tell us, and in this 30 minutes, we can't do it all, but this is the final part. This is I really enjoyed this episode. I want to thank my audience for listening. And if you enjoyed the episode, you'd like to help support the podcast, remember to donate, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review to catch up with me, because I'm always up and running. You know that, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch me on Facebook, EJW Coaching. You can catch me on Instagram, EJW Coaching. You can catch me on Twitter, EJW Coaching. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Remember that I help women of color break generational curses, patterns, and habits, get the best life ever, and always draw abundance, have happiness, and a whole lot of fun. This is Edna White, your host, and our guest, Nicole Stanfield, saying good night for now.
Thank you.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com.
Equal employment opportunities.
Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.